asking the right questions may often lead to the best answers. Hoy, kamusta ka na? Let's have fun finding out more about ourselves by exploring the power of our words and thoughts and how they shape our reality. We will be focusing on the things that we can control and manage the things that we can't. Tara, let's start believing more in ourselves. Welcome to this episode of Self-Talk with me, Ken Somera. Episode number 4. Welcome to Overgeared. I got this term from a manga. And ang ganda ng concept niya. Imagine this. A level 1 player wearing like a level 50 weapon or a level 100 armor. Right? Think about it. Sobrang daya. And i-connect natin to dito sa mga pag-uusapan natin sa self-talk. Kasi we want to talk about techniques. We want to talk about tools. We want to talk about shortcuts. We want to talk about secrets, tips, quote-unquote, pro tip, di ba? Bad trip. Pero ang gusto natin pag-uusapan dito, how can this help? I remember going to a friend's workshop. And then pagdating ko doon, I had the opportunity to ask some of the attendees, no? Teka lang, why are you attending this workshop? Ang sagot nila, yeah, I want to learn techniques. I want to learn tips, baka meron kayong tips dyan so that I could like close better. May mga ganun, di ba? So tips, secrets, techniques, yun yung hinanap. And ito yung pinaka napansin ko doon. Tinanong ko yung isang tao, teka lang, bakit ka ba nandito? Why are you attending? Ang sabi lang niya, Ken, kasi gusto ko matuto ng shortest way to get to the goal. Shortcut. Pero kung titingnan mo nga, for you to know a shortcut, you must also understand the long cut. Astig, di ba? So, one thing that I got exposed to studying neurolinguistic programming is like the law of requisite variety. Ang concept na to, siguro, simplihan lang natin, Ashby's Law, pag sinerch nyo yan sa internet, oh, i-explain din doon. Pero to put it in simple terms, if you have more options, you have more control, tama, over the system. So, let's give an example. Like, meron kang problem na fini-face. Kadalasan when we're too engrossed with the problem, di ba, yung emotions, ano na tayo sa loob eh, nawawalan tayo ng options. Kaya minsan when an option presents itself to us, minsan yun na lang yung kinukuha natin. Tama? Yun na lang. Kasi yun lang yung present. Wala na tayo ibang maisip na option. Yun na lang. Right? Pero if you had the power or you had the capability to see more options, how would that change the game? And here's the thing. Kaya napansin ko, bakit importante yung mga trabaho ng mga mentors, teachers, ng mga coaches, ng mga psychologists, therapists, counselors. Here's the thing, bakit napakalaki ng role nila? It's because most of the people that need to actually consult have problems with options. Kasi, yun nga, ako, I'll be honest, meron ako mga problem. Minsan, hindi ko na talaga alam yung gagawin because I'm inside the problem. Right? That's why I have good friends. I still have mentors. I still have coaches. Right? And when hindi ko na maisip kung ano yung dapat kong gawin, ito yung point dito eh. Outsource. There are times yung utak natin cannot really process too much information anymore kasi ang dami na natin iniisip eh. So what do? I get a person outside of the problem to help me see the bigger picture. A step back. Diba? Atras ka ng konti. Minsan hindi natin kaya gawin eh. So you tell the information to another person or a professional so that they could process it. Kung fix yung system nila to process and give solutions to problems, mas mabilis sila makakapagbigay sa'yo ng approach. Mas mabilis sila makakapagbigay sa'yo ng more options. And if you get to see more options, mas nagkakaroon ng linaw yung problema, kung ano yung solution dun sa problema, kung ano yung pwede mong gawin. So, working with like tools and techniques, ito naman yun eh. Kung ang problema, for example, like anxiety, depression, stress, right? Ito yung gusto kong i-highlight dito eh. With what I work with, hindi ako nag-one approach lang, ah, okay, ah, ito yung sinabi niyang problema, ah, ito yun. Tapos may narinig ako, ganun din yung problema, ah, ito yun. Hindi eh, because sa pananaw ko, all of us are different. Not every situation is the same. Okay? So minsan kahit pare-pareho yung problema na sinasabi sa akin, I still want to ask deeper questions so that I could understand deeper kung ano ba talaga yung nangyayari and what differentiates this problem from the other. So with the approaches that I specialize with, for example, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, meron dyan conversational hypnosis, meron dyan hypnotherapy, tama? Yung iba, minsan, talk therapy, di ba? Usap-usap, di ba? Pero for each, hindi ko ginagamit yung mga techniques ng NLP for this specific case. Bakit? Kasi minsan nababagay yung hypnosis para doon. Kailangan ko talagang put into trance yung tao to help better. Or alam kong I have to test it para makita ko yung results, kung mas mabilis ba yung results dito. Right? So again, yun yung importance of having like a belt ni Batman. Ang dami niyang tools eh. So, with certain situations, meron siyang specific tool na pwede niyang gamitin to get to the goal faster, to get results faster. So, next topic natin dito, pero main pa rin natin topic is overgeared, pero I want to connect this. What is your unfair advantage? If you have like specific techniques or tools na handy para sa'yo, wouldn't that help you have an edge over your competitors? Right? Sabi nga namin, nasobra na yung technique. Nagkulang naman sa understanding. May nangyayaring ganun eh. Minsan, ang dami mong inaral na technique, pero hindi mo naman alam, hindi mo naman naintindihan kung para saan yung technique na yun. Hindi mo rin alam kung kailan siya dapat gamitin. Right? So, I think I discussed this on one of my persuasion workshops before. Ang sabi ko noon, parang ilalatag ko tong limang approaches for one problem. So ngayon, bakit ko ginagawa yon? Kasi may pinagbabagayan yan, yung approach. So I wanted to explain the term, ang sabi ko noon, alignment. Kasi yung ibang approach, kuwari mahihain ka, hindi babagay sa'yo yung approach ng makapal ng muka. Diba? So magbumukhang hindi aligned. So may mga specific techniques na pinagbabagayan, dapat na-reach mo na yung specific mindset, specific belief para ma-pull off mo yung specific na skill na yon. What's important right now sa topic na to is having more options so you could have or create better decisions. And one thing that I get to work with is tinatawag ko tong daily feeding. I get to like watch movies, go on TikTok, watch reels, pero finifeed ko yung algorithm. So I search specific topics, for example, for motivation, for mindset, for like the subconscious mind, like for habits, for behavior. Sinesearch ko yung mga bagay na yun, and I like specific videos so that the algorithm feeds me more of those. Right? So, on a daily basis, I'm learning. And iba-iba yung concepts na bumabato sa akin. Parang, as I get to understand more of these concepts, kasi na-expose ko yung sarili ko dun eh, na-expose mo yung sarili mo dun eh, mas naiintindihan mo na yung mga bagay-bagay. Okay? So, yun yung tinatawag kong daily feeding, in where ang mindset ko is to see learning in everything. Yung kahit mismo makakita ka ng isang meme, you get to understand, teka lang, bakit ba siya naging meme in the first place? Uy, teka lang, bakit naging viral to? And then you break it down. You reverse engineer the concept. Teka lang, why is this video connecting with me? Ano yung mga factors bakit nagko-connect to sa akin? And then, if you get to understand and break it down, you also get to understand more about yourself. And you also could get to understand more about your target market. Right? So, importante, balikan natin yung tanong ko kanina. Ano yung unfair advantage mo? Ano yung unfair advantage mo? What differentiates you from the others? Kung baga sa sales, ano yung unique selling proposition mo? What makes you stand out? Right? Pero, given that, let's work with tools also. Ano yung mga skill na pwede mong aralin that would give you this unfair advantage? Ano yung mga techniques na importante na feeling mo, teka lang, if I get to know this approach, this would help me close more deals. This would help me be more confident. Pinag-usapan natin previous episode, I think episode number 2, we talked about anchors. And when people ask me about confidence, ang daming approaches eh. We could work with anchors. We could work with accessing states. Tama? We could work with other people saying and giving you compliments to make you feel good. Right? Yung accessing states, you could remember a moment in the past that made you feel confident, or you could remember when was the last time you were confident. Or, pwede rin yung anchors pa rin. Another technique, di ba? Application ng anchors. If you were to visualize like a confident person, now break it down. Why is this person confident for you? And what if you had what they have? Wouldn't that make you confident too? Di ba? Ang techniques eh. Oh. Tapos, what if nandun ka sa isang lugar na lahat ng kasama mo mahiyain? Tapos, ikaw na yung hindi ka na medyo mahiyain, tumabi ka sa kanila, wouldn't that make you more look confident? Or mali pa, look more makabal ang mukha. Diba? Pwede rin eh. So again, going back, over-geared. Look for tools, look for techniques, look for shortcuts, pero ang pinaka-importante dun, the understanding of these tools, the understanding of these techniques, the skills, and when to apply it. So, ia-add natin itong isa pang concept, timing. Because timing is everything, and everything is timing. Bakit ko sinabi to? Bakit ko sinabi tong concept na tong timing? Kasi even if you have the right skills, tapos wala kang good timing, wala din. Magfe-fail yung skill. And I want to warn people with techniques naman. Hanap, no? Warning na. May warning na tayo about techniques. Here's the thing. If I'm knowledgeable of one technique and I saw you using that technique, that can break rapport. Okay? I remember one case eh. Parang I was in an expo sa Mega Mall. And I teach this technique that's called kinesthetic anchor, in where you tap the person, kware, sa shoulder, basta medyo touchy ka, tatap ka sa shoulder when you want to imply something. Ngayon, itong salesperson na kausap ko, he was actually doing that consciously. Kitang-kita ko yung movements eh. Now, I became wary of it. Bakit? Kasi I understand the technique. Right? So, here's the thing. Kaya yung mga gusto kong ituro, yung mga techniques na hindi pa naiintindihan ng karamihan, it's because you could use it to your advantage. Ang daming concepts na hindi pa naiintindihan ng karamihan dito eh. Why? Because most of us don't even bother to go deeper. Don't even bother to actually search for something that could make their lives easier. Ngayon, there's AI, like ChatGPT, like Midjourney. Now, what's stopping you from using these tools when these tools are actually made to help us shorten like work time? So if we could understand these tools better, it could actually help us save more time to do more meaningful stuff. Right? So going with the concept overgeared, like a normal person accessing AI right now, it's sobrang wonderful. I mean, we're at the time that ang daming pwedeng mangyari in the future. May mga tools dito na natatakot yung ibang tao. Maybe the AI could like take over their jobs. Pero here's the thing. What I want to share with you with this podcast, with all the things that I'm saying sa mga episodes na to, is one thing. Adaptability. Kaya yung kinokonek ko tong overgeared na topic, because if you have like more options, it's easier to adapt to things. Right? So yeah, really happy to share with you these concepts. Recap tayo. Ha? We talked about unfair advantage, we talked about tools, we talked about techniques, we talked about understanding. Mga magic words yan, shortcut, tips, tricks, secrets, unfair advantage, approaches to things. Tama? Yan, pwede nyo gamitin yan eh. And then, what makes you different? What makes you like specifically stand out? And I want to leave with one question. Ano yung specific na techniques or skills yung pwede mong aralin so that it could make your life like more simpler, less complex? Ano yung mga techniques or tools that could lead you to peace of mind? Ano yung mga pwede mong gawin to just access happiness in an instant? Pwede, pwede, di ba? If you think about it, are there things that, like going to the beach, sabi mo, this would make me happy. If I could like do this skill, I'd feel like really, really good. Pero minsan nakakalimutan natin yung isang bagay, practice. Right? So, I want to leave with these thoughts na ang dami natin pwede pang aralin. Limitless ang options natin sa mga pwede natin aralin na skill if we wanted to. May mga skills lang din talaga na hindi pa tayo na-expose. Kumbaga, wala pa nagpapa-make aware sa atin na pwede pala yun. That's why people read books. There are lots of skills that have been used by people early ages. Diba, ginagamit na nila na hindi lang natin alam na ginamit na pala nila. It's really amazing that when I read a book, I think meron akong binasang libro and binasa ko lang yung table of contents. And there were like loads and loads and loads of very, very interesting approaches with body language, yung application nito, na hindi ko naintindihan noon. And me just spending more time reading to it and watching more videos into it, mas lalo ko siyang naiintindihan. There are times that you just need to expose yourself to a certain environment or like a book, and that just teaches you everything. Okay? So I hope you find your tools, you find your shortcuts, you find your techniques that could guide you to a more like happier life, a more peaceful life, a more fruitful life, and a more blessed life. So again, see you on the next episode. Cheers.
Remember to always add value to yourself. Love yourself more. Because syempre, you deserve it. Yung attention mo is so, so, so much appreciated dito. Thank you for listening. And if you learned something from this episode, make sure to follow me on my Facebook page, syempre sa Instagram din, saka sa TikTok, to catch all the latest insights, workshops, and interviews. And syempre, if you see yourself needing more for one-on-one coaching or even team workshops, feel free to message me on my page. Cheers!